T-minus 6 days and counting. Stick around. Let's talk about it.
Houston, we have a problem.
Habemos Papam.
Podcasting from a parking lot in the Woodlands, Texas, it's the Catholic Hack with Joe McClain.
Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you.
1 Peter 3:15. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope.
This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven.
The Church of the Living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. 1 Timothy 3:15.
Do this in memory of me.
Welcome back to the Catholic Hack. I'm Joe McClain, and this is episode number 62. And today we're going to discuss the Catholic New Media Conference. But before we do that, let us begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, all glorious and wonderful God, we come before you to praise your holy name. We thank you for the graces that you have given us, the many blessings that we have received and have never even recognized, never even praised you for. We praise you right now. We thank you for these gifts in our lives. Family members, loved ones, we thank you so much for the vocation that you have given us. We pray for the grace to live that vocation out, to be worthy of it, to do your will. By your grace alone we wish to live. Give us the strength today, dear Father, to live as you have designed us to live. Give us the strength, the courage to become saints for your glory alone. I lift this podcast up to you, Father, and I pray for your blessing over it, your blessing over its many listeners. I also ask for some specific graces for my family. I ask that you rain down your love upon us, forgive us of our many sins, unite us in peace and love and harmony, that we might live as a family that serves you. I pray and put all of our needs into your hands, that you might help us to fill these needs. And you know what these needs are more than anybody else. I ask those, Father, who are seeking for your love, for your affirmation, that you send them a sign. I pray boldly before you, Father, and I come before you as your son and ask, my dear Father, for a sign for all those in this podcast who need you, who need your affirmation as Father. Send them a sign and shore up their faith. I also pray, Father, for all those traveling to the Catholic New Media Celebration. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that they travel safely and that our time and fellowship together at the conference will be guided by your hand for your glory alone, and that we all return safely home to our families. I ask all this, and I pray for your grace, your mercy, and your love upon me as I record this podcast. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, we've got a lot of material to get to. We're going to discuss the Catholic New Media Conference coming up in 6 days. So without further ado, let's roll up our sleeves. Let's dive deep. Let's get into the truth about Catholic New Media.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This school, when I sit, even just a little bit, I get hit with the power that made the veil in the temple split. When I submit, fall on the floor and the door. Can't get enough, got to come back for some more.
Hey, we've got a problem here.
Sinner, every woman in between,
can benefit in this school. Your any commit.
Roger that.
As the incense rises up in adoration of the throne, something happens to my wounded heart from all the love revealed and shown. Bright like Shekinah comes to my hands and assist to change and sustain the way I think it exists. To feel the bliss because my name is in the book of life's list. That's what happens when you sit in the school of the Eucharist.
Mr. Emmett, take her down. Make your depth 150 feet. 10-degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10-degree down bubble. Aye, sir.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Father Roderick, and we're here at the Georgia International Convention Center, and you want to be here on June the 22nd. Why?
Because it's here at the Georgia International Convention Center that you can attend the very first Catholic New Media Celebration.
It's about new media, Catholic new media.
Because Catholic new media, anything goes.
And this is the place where you want to be on June 22nd.
There's also going to be a joining of community. All the people that you know from Facebook, from Twitter, from Ustream.
It is for everyone who wants to use it. It is going to be the most amazing event.
Both the Eucharist of Congress and the Catholic New Media Celebration are free.
If you're new to Catholic New Media, this is the place where you will learn how to use it.
It's the exact same place that you're going to be the day before for the Atlanta Eucharistic Congress. Two great events, one weekend. Come for the Eucharistic Congress here in Atlanta. Stay for the Catholic New Media Celebration.
I need to apologize right out of the gate here about the audio quality of this commercial from SQPN. The way I brought it in, it just didn't work out very well, so the audio quality was not good. I do apologize for that. But you know, I think it's a great thing, this Catholic New Media Celebration. It's the first of its kind, and that is an achievement. You know, Catholics sometimes are stereotyped in the Christian world. We're stereotyped into not being the evangelicals, not being the ones evangelizing in the world. How? When's the last time you saw a Catholic go door to door? You know, when's the last time you saw a Catholic standing on the street corner, you know, preaching? Well, I can't remember the last time I ever saw one of those. But in reality, Catholics do evangelize, and I think we are really taking advantage and getting ahead of the game by using this new media, quote-unquote, to share the gospel, to share our faith, to evangelize, and to come together in a conference setting to teach, to share, to instruct, you know, how to do this. We want other people to do this. We don't want to be the only people podcasting. We want you podcasting. You have something to share. You have been given certain gifts, and we want you to share them. We want to empower you to share them. And that's the beauty of this thing. You know, several months ago, I got a call from Adam the Catholic. Now, Adam the Catholic, as you know, has a podcast called Theotokos. And he felt called to podcast. And I wanted him to, so I called him up and I shared what little I know about how to do this and how to get this done. And now he's podcasting. He has a Theotokos podcast. It's a great podcast. You ought to check it out. You know, that's the beauty of this whole thing. You know, if you go onto iTunes, now I've made no secret of this. This is a goal of mine in this podcast is to get this podcast on the first page of the featured podcast, Christian podcast list on iTunes Store. Why? Because of my ego? No, not at all. Because we need more Catholic podcasts up there. You see, we possess the fullness of truth in the Catholic faith. Why aren't we sharing it more? Why aren't we at the very first, the top of the list? We've got Father Roderick up there. We've got Greg and Jennifer Willits and the Rosary Army up there. We've got the SaintCast up there. Praise God and amen. But we need more up there. I want to see other podcasts on that first page. And the only way that can happen is if the listeners support the podcast by subscribing through iTunes, leaving reviews. These are the ways that that gets done. But we need more Catholic podcasters on that first page. We need less Joel Osteen. We need more Catholic, whether it's mine or the Catholic Underground or iPadre. These are all fantastic podcasts. The Vocations Cast, Tupelo Catholic. I mean, you choose it. Catholic Moments. These are wonderful podcasts that all need to be on that first page. My goal would be to see that whole first page filled up. And you know what? I can see it happening. I can. I can see it. If we can pull together a Catholic New Media Conference where we can all come together in fellowship to teach one another our secrets, to teach one another our techniques and how to do all of this, then we can pull together as a community, as a church, as a faith, and get that done. Someday there will be a day when all we see on that first featured page of Christian podcast is Catholic podcast. Less of the church of what's happening now and more of the fullness of truth. It can happen with your help. And so let's get that done. Let's pull together as a community and let's roll up our sleeves and let's get that done. So support Catholic podcasting today. It means the world of difference in sharing this faith and supporting this mission, this calling, this vocation. So are you going to the Catholic New Media Conference? Will I see you there? Well, I certainly hope so. You know, it's pretty amazing to see the lineup that SQPN has managed to pull together at the first ever Catholic New Media Conference. The event starts off at 8 o'clock with registration and opening prayer at 9 o'clock. And then Popple's going to kick us off with a little, you know, praise and worship, a little music to get us in a festive little mood. And then the first keynote speech will be with Father Leo Petalinghug of Grace Before Meals. And then we roll right into a panel discussion, looks like, on old versus new media. Now, this is a good conversation to have. Old versus new media. What is new media at all? And I think Greg on the Rosary Army has already sort of covered this ground, but, you know, new media is finding new ways to express the faith, to express your passion about the faith. So, you know, the old media, the traditional, you know, the radio, I would even consider satellite radio more of the old flavor because it's the same formats. The business itself is very similar to the way radio is conducted, you know, advertisers, things like that. So you have radio, you have satellite, you have television, magazines, newspapers. These are all, you know, older types of media. And the newer types of media would be podcasting, video casting, or what they used to call video blogging itself, you know, forums, chat room discussions, you know, Ustream. These are all newer forms of media. But you know what? There's going to be something new tomorrow, and podcasting will seem old at that point. And that's fine. The issue is, you know, God has given us these graces, these aptitudes to use for His glory alone. See, we're obligated, and I feel strongly about this. Once you've realized and come to the realization that you have an aptitude, now not everybody is the same. Maybe your aptitude is in computer programming and not so much talking on a microphone. Well, how can you do that? Maybe you program, you know, software for the glory of God. Maybe you can create a software package that makes it easier for podcasting or blogging or whatever. I don't know. I think the sky's the limit on the issue is my point. Maybe your aptitude is making money. Maybe you have an uncanny gift for salesmanship. Well, maybe you can raise funds for podcasters, for people who create media, who can share the faith in new and exciting ways and do it at low cost. That's the beauty of this. What a gift to share the faith, to encourage others into the faith, to build them up at little to no cost. So maybe your gifts are behind the scenes. Maybe they're not very well recognized. Maybe you have business skills that you can help podcasters, media producers, Catholic media producers to manage what, you know, the business aspect of this whole enterprise that maybe, you know, we're not so good at. And so we all have gifts. We all have ways of contributing to this mission, to this evangelical mission of promoting the one true faith, the Catholic Church. You know, and it's sort of a description of this podcast to say, we should have the courage to proclaim that which Christ died to give us. He was willing to die to give us the graces to share the faith that he founded. And so no matter what our aptitudes are, no matter what our vocation is, we're all a part of the mission. You and me, we all have something to contribute. And so that's what the new media, that's what it's about at its core, is finding new ways, finding new avenues to share the faith, to get out there and to interact with this world and proclaim the truth. Now, some of us are better at that than others, I can tell you. I don't particularly feel good at it. I feel just like I'm a guy who's going to share his passion, period. I'm going to put it on the table and there you go. Some people are better at words and better at techniques about sharing this faith. Some people are very good at interacting in pop culture situations and trying to relate that back to the faith, you know. So I think there's many people with many avenues and many ways of all pointing us towards the same goal. And I find that to be a blessing. I find that to be a great thing. And I want that to be the celebration. Coming together as a community in 6 days from now, we can celebrate our achievement thus far. How in a very short order of time, we've managed to build something up that's real, that's tangible. You and I together, you know, we've been able to build this community. We've been able to share our faith with one another. And I think that's worth celebrating. And we can learn from one another. I can't wait to learn some of the techniques of the other podcasters. I can't wait to learn more about blogging. I gotta tell you, I'm not very good at writing. And there's gonna be a panel discussion on blogging that I can't wait to sit and listen to. That's gonna be fantastic. Because I need to do better at that. I need to learn more about the techniques of blogging so that I can improve on my own blog entries. As many of you know, I think I've gotten some emails correcting me on grammar, spelling, those kinds of things. So you know firsthand that I really need that help. So that's going to be, that's the 10 o'clock, 10 minutes after 10 o'clock event. There is going to be the old versus new media panel. And I think that we have the edge in the new media realm. However, I think that the outlook should be more of a complementary approach versus, you know, us versus them or something along those lines. I think we can learn from one another. I think we should work together. And I think that's the goal. I think that's going to be the attitude of this panel discussion. I think you'll see that it's going to be how do we fit together? How do we merge these two? You know, the old school style of media versus the new, more entrepreneurial type of new media style. And I really like to put it that way because you kind of have to be, you know, you start a podcast, you need to get people to listen to it. So you're out there plugging and promoting your own podcast to get people to come and listen to what you've got to say. So that kicks off at 10 minutes after 10. Then Popple comes back on stage to entertain us for a few minutes before we start to prepare for Holy Mass. And, you know, I'm so thankful. I got to tell you something, let you in on a secret. Just yesterday, I started to think to myself, oh boy, how am I going to go to Mass? Oh, I had to come back and look at the schedule again just to make sure that there was Mass planned. Otherwise, I'm going to have to find a church and grab a cab and, you know, whiz across town to take in a Mass because I didn't, how bad is that? I didn't account for Holy Mass in my traveling schedule. I guess, I don't know why, I guess I just assumed there would be a Mass at the celebration. I didn't think that, you know, just stop to think that, oh, you know, just you better make sure of that because otherwise I would have, you know, changed my travel plans to accommodate. But thankfully that there is a Mass plan, so that's really, really good. Mass will be at 11:50 on Sunday, and then coming out of Mass, we'll have lunch and well, probably some more fellowship and information markets, what they have listed. And then at 1:45, there's the Catholic Bloggers panel with Lisa Hendy, Jeff Miller, Mark Shea, and Amy Wellborn. Now, Lisa, she's got a pretty fantastic website going there, CatholicMom.com, and a wonderful, wonderful podcast, Catholic Moments. And Lisa and I are trying to work out our schedules to get her as a guest on this podcast. I'm very much excited about that. She's doing such a great job in this new media realm that really want to get her on and share that with you, my audience. What's probably going to happen is at this conference is you're going to see everybody show up with a bunch of personal recording devices. It's going to be an H2 conference is what I think is going to happen. Everybody's going to have their H2 digital recorders out, and we're all going to be cross-interviewing one another. And for the next 3 weeks plus, probably, you're going to hear everybody's version of the conference, you know, on their podcast. It should be pretty exciting to see. But I think about 3 weeks from now, you're all going to get so tired of listening to the Catholic New Media Conference. But it'll be exciting at first, and everybody will, you know, have their take on the day. I think you'll get a kick out of that. So after that, we have the 250 keynote speech with Father Roderick, and he's going to be talking about how to podcast with the original podcasting priest. And, you know, if I'd had my way, and it's probably a great good thing that I didn't, but if I'd had my way, I would have given a talk about how to start a podcast with no money, how to start a podcast with no equipment, how to just get started. That would have been the talk that I would have really loved to have given, because I think many of you are sort of inclined to be podcasters. I think you probably dream, maybe have these little, you know, sort of inspirations of wanting to podcast. You've got something to say, you've got something to share, but you don't have the equipment. You don't have a microphone, or, you know, maybe even don't even have a great computer, but you just have this passion and you want to share it, and you're not sure. Maybe you're intimidated by it all. And I think we should inspire people to get started, to not wait until they can afford the mixer or the high-end studio microphone or the MacBook Pro or the H2. I mean, there's so much equipment out there that you can purchase. You know, if you have the funds, great. Praise God and amen. Go do it. But you know what? Many of us don't. Many of us can't afford all that stuff. So do we wait? Well, I can tell you, this was a big part of me getting started on this podcast. No, you don't wait. You don't wait until you've got it all figured out. You don't wait until you can afford the studio, the private studio. You get started right now with whatever you got. Go to the local Walmart, pick up a Skype headset, you know, for $20, and plug it into your computer. If you have Windows, download Audacity. If you have Mac, we'll use GarageBand. And get started. Just start figuring the stuff out. You know, send emails, start contacting other podcasters and ask them about some advice. You know, there's some basic things that you can do right away to give your show a certain quality or sound, you know, a certain way, and just build on it. Just get started. That's the trick. And so that was the one topic that I really wanted to share, but the schedule didn't work out, and I'm sure that's a great thing that it didn't, but I think that's something that I hope is expressed in this conference. And if not, well, there'll be another opportunity, I'm sure. And then at 3:45, we have the Catholic Podcasters panel. This is going to be a full panel, by the way. You're going to see Lino Rulli, rather, from the Catholic Satellite Show, The Catholic Guy. He's going to be the moderator of this panel. And then Paul Camerana from the Saint Cast, David Sweeney from Catholic Family, Catherine Sweeney from Catholic Family Kids, Javier Plumley from Hands and Feet, Anessa Plumley from Hands and Feet, Joshua LeBlanc from Catholic Underground, Father Chris Decker from Catholic Underground, myself and Father Jay Finelli of the iPadre, Father Seraphim Bishoner from Catholic Under the Hood, and Steve Nelson from On the U. That should be a pretty exciting panel with that sort of mix up there. You know, you have all kinds of different podcasts being represented. I can't wait to meet all of these folks. I can tell you, that's one of the exciting things for me personally, is to have the opportunity to meet, you know, Father Jay Finelli. Wow. to meet Paul Camerata. Wow, you know, to David and Javier. And fortunately, I've already met Josh LeBlanc and Father Chris Decker. I actually had dinner with them a couple of weeks back, and that was a wonderful opportunity. I really, really enjoyed that. I'm a big fan of the Catholic Underground, have been since before I started podcasting. They were a big inspiration for me just to get started. So very much excited about having the wonderful chance to meet all these great folks and to share, to stand on the stage and share the faith in podcasting with alongside them to all those who attend. So wonderful opportunity there. 4:50, Greg and Jennifer Willits will give a keynote speech on video in the new media. And then final words at 5:30, and then a networking and social hour to wrap us all up. So it's going to be an exciting day. It's going to be a full day, and very much excited about the potential of it. So you never really answered. Are you going to be there? I really hope so. And you know, and as I've said now for the last several weeks, what I intend to do is I intend to bring my Bible, my RSVCE Catholic edition St. Ignatius Bible that I use for my personal study, that I use for my apologetics. And I'm going to bring that, and I want you to sign it. I do. I would be honored if you could come up to me, since I don't know what you look like. You know, you have a better inclination of what I look like than you. If you could come up to me and let me know that you listen to the podcast, and I would be really honored if you would sign my Bible. That would mean a lot to me. And I'm hoping to come home with a lot of signatures. That would really inspire me to continue on, to move forward. And I think that would make the trip a very special one. So please, please do that. Please come and see me and let me know that you listen to the podcast and give me your signature. I would really, really appreciate that. I drew up, actually I didn't draw up, but I made up a bunch of business cards to hand out. My original intention was to ship them to Conyers before the conference so that Greg could include them in the bags he's going to be giving out to all of the attendees of the conference. Well, unfortunately for me, I didn't make the cutoff. I couldn't get the business cards done in time, so I had them printed at overnightprints.com, but let me tell you, it wasn't so overnight, but they did come out really well. They look great, so I'll have them with me, and I'll be giving them out, but unfortunately, I missed my opportunity to get them in the bag, so not everybody will get them, unfortunately for me, but I'm going to try to put them on a table or so and see if I can pass more out that way. So the first ever Catholic New Media Celebration is almost here, 6 days away. What a great opportunity to come together in fellowship, in faith, and instruction, to teach one another, to show each other, you know, how we do things and how we can improve. And maybe inspire some other people to start this podcasting, blogging thing too. You know, you never know. Maybe the next great old school radio personality will come out of this conference. You never know. It's completely possible. And that's what we're praying for, and that's what we're doing this all about. So there you have it, folks. That's sort of my take on the Catholic New Media Celebration and the schedule and everything going on.
Catholic Hack News and Views.
Where are you now?
I'm sitting in my office.
I doubt that.
Why would you doubt that?
If you were in your office right now, we'd be having this conversation face to face.
I wanted to reach out to you and let you know and ask for your intercession for me and for my family. We have a house that's been on the market in New Hampshire for about a year and a half, a little more, and we've been trying to sell it so that we can have a home again for ourselves down here in Texas where we've moved. And it was hard to move down here at all. We really loved New Hampshire. It's a beautiful state. If you've never been there, you got to go. It's really, really a beautiful place. And so we missed that. It's a house right on a lake, 2,100 square foot cape on 2 acres with woods. And, you know, so it's a nice place. It needs a little... It's fixing up, and we've done a lot of work to it now. We've sort of, you know, had the place repainted and the floors replaced, put on a brand new deck recently. You know, so we've done some work to it and hoped it would sell. Well, you know, last week we got 2 offers. We didn't get one. We got 2. We were praising God. Let me tell you, that was exciting, getting 2 offers. We were able to, you know, work the best deal out. And then couple days later, the offer was revoked. And it was over a technicality on an easement on the property, and that was sort of depressing, to be honest with you. But, you know, it's God knows what he's doing, so we're trusting in him. But we could really use your intercession for us, your prayers for us, that we could sell this house. It's critical that we sell the house, that, you know, we can become debt-free once again and, you know, have a house for ourselves. This family sort of needs that. We've been staying with relatives for the last year and a half, and, you know, it's not been bad, you know, it's been pretty good considering I've lived in those situations before, and they're always not the greatest, but this has been pretty good. But it's still, you know, it's cramped space, and, you know, you do the best you can, and it would just be nice to have a home again for the family. So if you could all pray for that, I would really, really appreciate that. Also, it seems that while my family was away for the month of May, and they did make it back safely, by the way, I rang up a $400 phone bill on my cell. I mean, my mouth hit the floor. My wife said, "Who were you talking to?" You know, and I was like, "What? You're kidding me." So I pulled the phone bill to take a look at the numbers. And man, I mean, I talked quite a bit with my wife. But it's been a really, really busy month. In the month of May, I flew to Pennsylvania and I worked for 3 days with Father Philip Chavez and his crew at the Amator Institute. And I built their website for them at www.amatorleague.com. I will put a link on the show notes at CatholicHack.com, so check that out. I also, in the month of May, built a website for my mother. It's GemmaRides.com. My mother loves to ride motorcycles, and, you know, she loves her grandkids. So we put together a website for her, and I'll put a link on the blog for that as well. And to top that off, I started to, well, it didn't start in the month of May. It actually started much sooner than that, but me and several other guys have planned a men's conference here in the great city of Houston, Galveston. It's called the Men's Day of Prayer, and I built a very small one-page website for that at www.mensdayofprayer.org, and I'll put a link to that on the show notes. But we're going to have a July 19th event with our Cardinal, Cardinal DiNardo. He'll say Mass for us, and then my spiritual director, Father Chavez, will be there to give a keynote speech, as well as Danny Abramowitz. Danny is an ex-NFL player and now a dynamic Catholic speaker. Danny's got some great things coming up on EWTN, so we'll have to share more of that in the future. I'm going to try to get Danny on the podcast. Father Philip Chavez has already recorded an interview on the podcast, and I hope to have that out to you very, very soon. So be looking for that probably next week, I'd say. So in conjunction with my July 19th men's conference, so if you're going to be in the area, please come. I'm shaking your hand, I'm masking you right now, I'm tapping you on the shoulder right now. You better be there. But in conjunction with that, I'm also working full-time for Fullness of Truth. And we plan Catholic conferences. And we have two more Catholic conferences coming up this year. And then we have a full board for next year as well. Coming up on August 23rd and 24th in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, specifically the Arlington Convention Center, we have the Gospel According to St. Paul. It's a conference put on by Fullness of Truth and the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. It's Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. Brant Petrie, and Michael Barber, as well as Steve Ray. And we're going to have a musical concert with Eric Jenness. Now, Eric, he's a wonderful, world-renowned composer. If you've heard him, you know what I mean. If you haven't, well, guess what? He has agreed to be a guest here on the podcast where we can share his music and talk about his ministry, his apostolate. So look for that coming up very, very soon. I think you will enjoy that when it does come. But all of that can be found on the new brand new website, which I built at fullnessoftruth.org. I'm not bragging. I'm just trying to share just how busy things have been. Things have been really, really busy. So men's conference, a couple of Catholic conferences this year. The other Catholic conference at Fullness of Truth is in November here in Houston at the Humble Civic Center, where we're going to have Father Mitch Pacwa, Jeanette Binkovic. We're going to have Father Stan Fortuna. I can't wait to get him there so I can interview him there. Michael Kumbi will also be there. If you don't know who Michael Kumbi is, he is a convert to the church. He is a very charismatic and dynamic Catholic speaker, so you should check him out. But certainly things have been very, very busy the last month and a half, so I could really use your intercession on that as well. But that's probably why my phone bill got, you know, so blown out of proportion, because I've been on it so much. You know, I feel like one of these booking agents, you know, like the Jerry Maguire, show me the money. You know, that's kind of how it's been. So it's a little crazy, a little off the hook, and I'm trying to calm it down a bit, but I think I'm going to have to get a better plan so that I don't run into this problem again. So please do me a favor and pray for me and pray for my family that we can take care of these issues and hopefully not have any repeats of these extreme phone bills, and pray that we get an offer on our house so that we can get that sold and we can get settled once again. That would be most wonderful. Well, that's going to do it for today. I'm going to wrap this up nice and early so that this episode doesn't go too long. Looking forward to seeing you at the Catholic New Media Celebration. Please do come by and sign my Bible. If you haven't picked up a Catholic Hack t-shirt, please do so off the blog at www.catholichack.com. There you can also check out the new St. Ignatius audio series. If you've never read the epistles from St. Ignatius of Antioch, well, come and hear them for the first time. Just stop by the blog, www.catholichack.com, and check out the banner at the top there. Just click on that. That'll take you to the website where you can actually download those. A donation is not required, but it is highly appreciative, because that will be the funds that I will use to put all of this on CDs for a much wider distribution. There are so many people out there who still aren't as keen on the internet as you and I, and maybe they could listen. Maybe we can share this with many non-Catholics, you know, and let them hear how Catholic the church was in 107 AD. So please do all that today. Don't forget to leave me a review on iTunes. We're up to 77. That's a magical number. Could use some more. So please ask your friends, ask your family members to support this podcast by leaving me reviews on iTunes and subscribing through iTunes. It's a great way to help push this ministry forward. Well, until next time, I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. And I'll see you next week at the Catholic New Media Celebration. May God richly bless you. God bless.
SQPN, the best in Catholic podcasting.